Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Kerr, please.
Who is this?
Hi, Jay. Colin, my name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, the law firm that's helping you with your Scottish redress case.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, sir. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Fantastic. Have you got 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me, Colin, about your case?
Yeah, mate.
Fantastic. As I said before, Colin, my name's Michael. All our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Obviously, I noticed that you live down south now.
Yeah, I've lived down here since I was 5, mate.
But you were in foster care in Scotland.
I was in foster care in Scotland, I think, sometime between the ages of 2 and 4.
Okay, yeah, no
and
problem.
Then when my mum got us back, she moved away.
Yeah, perfect. So my role now isn't to drag over, you know, what happened to you in care.
Yeah.
It's more to find out if, you know, your time in care had any lasting effects on you in your adulthood, Colin.
Yeah.
Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, any sort of PTSD, alcohol or drug issues.
Yeah.
What I'll then do, Colin, is I'll write to those relevant authorities and I'll gather all our information just so we can substantiate your claim.
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Perfect. Have you ever suffered or do you suffer with any sort of anxiety or depression?
Yeah, I've got a long history of anxiety, depression, heroin addiction, crack addiction, alcohol addiction, all of the above.
Okay. You'll have to give me a second to type all that up, Cole.
That's fine.
I'm
actually in rehab now. That's why all this is coming up to the...
Okay.
Kind of come to the surface, you know.
Yeah, how are you getting on?
I'm all right. I'm 3 months in. I've got 6 months to do. So I'm halfway through.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going all right.
That's good. How are you feeling?
You're good. I think all this stuff, because I've got another case as well going on as well, because it's it was actually the redress thing. I've seen it online. And I started reading about the redress thing, and it kind of kicked up a load of stuff, other stuff that happened. So I'm doing a lot of searching, you know, because I've been an addict a long, long time, and I'm 46 now, and I can't keep going down the same path. So there's obviously things in my childhood that I've not dealt with that I need to deal with now.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think I'm in an all right place.
Do you mind me asking what was the other case that you said you have another case going? Do you mind me asking what that is?
No, that was when I was 17. It was it was sexual abuse, but it was different in terms of I was in a bail hostel.
Yeah.
And I was drunk and I fell asleep and some guy had done some stuff that he shouldn't have done.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, bud.
That's all right.
That's horrendous.
Yeah.
So obviously we're going to concentrate on your time in foster care from, you know, your young age.
Yeah.
Do you have, obviously you said you suffered with depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, is your GP obviously fully aware of?
That'll all be on the record.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to you. Will your GP be fully aware of your drug and alcoholic issues as well?
Yeah, they know about everything, yeah.
Okay, so I'll write to your doctors with your permission.
Yeah.
I won't tell them why, it's none of their business, but I will write to them and I'll get all of your information, all of your medical records.
Okay.
And then, yeah, what we'll do is we'll then present that to the Scottish Redress team,
along
with the evidence I'll get from the social services
of
your time in care, and then, we'll then present it. Can I take your GP's details, please?
Yeah, so it's E1 Health.
E1 Health.
Yeah, it's a homeless doctors on Brick Lane.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think.
It's okay, I don't need your doctor's name. We'll just write to them, that's fine.
No, the doctor's Dr. Burridge. I think Dr. Burridge is a doctor on the...
Burridge?
Burridge, yeah. B-U-R-R-I-D-G. E, I think.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, sounds all right. So I'll write to Dr. Burridge. I'll get all your information about your mental health and also your drug and your alcohol issues. Once I get that information also from your time in Turkey, you want me to share that information with you?
Yes, please, mate, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you need anything from the rehab? Can they do anything? Can they write anything up?
You can do it. Give us their details and I'll write to them as well.
Yeah, so it's Marie McTaggart.
Marie. So Maria.
Marie, just Marie.
I just thought Marie.
M-A-R.
Yeah.
I-E.
I-E, okay.
I'll have her email address too if you want that.
McTaggart.
McTaggart, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Let me just find it, one sec.
So Marie McTaggart, where does she work? What's the rehab protocol?
Acorn House.
Yeah.
Which is my address, same as my address.
Is that 13 Miller's Court, Milner's Court, the Croft?
No, you've got the wrong address, mate.
Oh, wow. Tell you what.
You've got my sister's address. Because I told the woman that I'm only going to be here for another 3 or so months.
Yeah.
She said it may, because, and on my driving license, it's got my sister's address, so she put it down off my driving license. She said, just
you
leave
that. Yeah, you have to. Because of the, when we're sending the, it's called the DSA request out, we send that out with your driver's license. Now, if the driver's license doesn't match your address, they won't give us the information, so that's why she told you that, so that's fine.
Right, so what are you going to send stuff to that address?
So, I'll send stuff to whatever address you want me to send it to.
Yeah.
I'm just using that as a proof of address for now.
Yeah, because I haven't acted. My sister's going through a lot of difficulties at the minute.
Yeah, no,
I won't send
anything.
She's not actually at that address, so I wouldn't get anything if it got sent to me.
Okay. No, I'll make a note of that and not to send it to that address and get your address.
Yeah,
closer to the time.
Okay.
We have sent it, Acorn House. Can I take the address and the
yeah, so it's 116 to 118 Shoreditch High Street.
To 118 Shoreditch High Street.
Yeah, that's London, B1.
Just a second, I'm not the quickest typer.
That's fine.
London. That's E1.
Yeah, 6JN.
Mike, yeah. And do you have Marie's email address?
Yeah, so it's Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Yeah.
Dot.
Yeah.
McTaggart, which is M-C-T.
Yeah.
A-W-G-A-R-T.
A-R-T, okay, yeah.
And that's at S-C-T.
S-C-T.
Yeah, dot org.
S-C-T. .org, yeah.
.uk.
Okay.
So SCT is the name of the rehab's called Acorn House, but the governance of it is SCT, which is the Spitalfields Crypt Trust.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So I'll write to you, EGP. I'll write to Marie. I'll get all the information I can for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you all the information that I do get. And then we'll go through all of your, all of the information we've got. We'll go through your time and care. Make sure that you have all of your statements in line and make sure that you're happy with everything.
Yeah.
What we'll then do is I'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team.
Right.
And then we'll wait a panel date. It's called.
Yeah.
The panel date will then obviously adjudicate on your case.
All right.
And then hopefully from there we'll get an offer and some form of recognition of what's happened to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, also my sister was in foster care with me.
Okay, I'll definitely take her details if she's well enough.
My sister's got her own mental health issues. I have spoken to her about her kind of coming down this route that I'm going down, but she's on about she started something else. She's quite a difficult character. But what I could get is a statement from her.
Okay. As in a supporting statement for you or as in a statement for her?
Yeah. A supporting statement for me. I mean, I am going to speak to her again to see if she wants to come down this route.
Yeah.
But just that actually doing that, it's actually
let's not put too much pressure on your sister. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
If she can give us it, then okay, great.
Well, a supporting statement, that would help.
It would help, but if not, don't worry about it, Colin.
Yeah,
she'll be fine with a supporting statement. I'm not sure where she is in her meant to actually start legal proceedings herself. I don't know where she is in herself to do that.
Okay. Yeah, let's not put pressure on your sister.
Yeah.
If she wants to in the future, she can always come here. You've got my number now.
Yeah.
My name's Michael. I'll always start playing for her. But if she's struggling, buddy, it's not worth her health.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, mate.
Especially if she's not up for doing it.
But
if she can provide you with a supporting statement, then great. If not, again, don't stress her out. We don't really need to. So that's my job now, Colin, for the next probably 6 to 10 months, is get your information. Do you have any questions for me, buddy?
No, I think.
Okay.
The lady covered it all.
Billy's really good. I need to go back a step with you. Billy's probably already gone over this, but I need to do it, and this is the last time we'll do it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is I need you to obviously fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you.
Yeah.
Once you understand them, if you're still happy for me to carry on our perceived education, I'll start gathering the info.
Yeah.
So just say, you know, Colin, that you can actually apply to Scottish Fee Address yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
Yeah, I know.
That. Obviously, that would entail you gathering your own case evidence and submit your own case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's option one. Option two, there are a number of solicitors out there that will help you apply and won't charge you any fees, but they get paid direct from the Scottish Government in what's called a Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose, or draw.
Right.
I legally can't go into how their processes and what they do for you, but more importantly, what they don't do for you, I'm not allowed to do so.
Right.
All I can tell you, Colin, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions.
Yeah, I've read up about it.
Yeah, we don't want to hand out from them. We don't want to hand out from the Scottish Government. We want to, enter into a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And it's our job to go out and, you know, give you the best chance of winning as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT. It's quite key there.
Right.
So you'll never pay us more than 20%. Also, on the flip side to that, if we're unsuccessful with you, with your case, our insurance policy will cover any of our time and our fees, so it will never be passed on to you. We'll never put you under financial duress.
We
can't. What you've been through in the past, there's no way our regulator would allow us to try and charge you for any process in which we haven't been successful. So and we'll never charge you any fees, Colin.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you fully understand those two?
I think so. Let me just clarify one thing. You say the word fees. Is there anything else that gets taken off that's described other than fees?
No. So the only thing we charge you for is our time and VAT. Now, we charge you at 16%. The VAT is 20% of the 16, which works out at about 3.2. So it works around about 19.2%.
In total,
that's all you'll pay us. So it'll never be more than, obviously, 20%.
Right, okay,
It's easier for our clients to understand the 20%, but it is a little less. But there's no hidden charges. We can't do that. Because these cases are deemed as so sensitive, I don't want to bracket you or pigeonhole you, but as a client base, as a survivor base, you're classed as high risk and as it has to be sensitive. So this is why I have to keep going over the fees with you, just to make sure that you fully understand.
If we get to the end,
and that's why I need to do it over a recorded call. Because if we get to the end and you say to whoever, I didn't understand, then it's on us.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is why we keep reinforcing, we keep making sure you understand, keep making sure that you're happy. And keep making sure, obviously, it's all done on recorded calls.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay, Colin?
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Are you happy for me to carry on with your case?
I'm happy, mate, yeah.
Perfect, buddy. I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, Colin. In the meantime, I'll start the process of sending out the letters to your NHS, CGP, your rehab centre, and also the social services.
Okay.
I'll touch base with you every few weeks, probably every 4 weeks,
okay,
to let you know how I'm getting on, check in on you, see how you're getting on, see how you're getting on with your sobriety.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we'll walk it through together.
Okay, and when you do get the information from the Scottish Council, will you let me know that you've got that?
Yeah, I'll email you, yeah, of course.
Brilliant. All right, mate, thanks very much.
That's your information, Colin, that's not mine to keep or to go keep. That's yours. More than happy, I want to send you it.
You
know, so you can hopefully piece together, you know, pieces of your past.
May
help you.
Yeah,
hopefully
okay.
It does.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck with your rehab, Colin.
Thanks, mate.
I promise you, I wish you the best.
All right.
I've got a lot of friends that have been through that process multiple times, so good luck with everything.
Thanks very much, Marshall.
I'll see you when you get out, pal.
Bless you, bro.
Thank you, Carl.
Cheers, mate.
Bye now.